Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast of The Shepherd Cast. Let's go ahead and get started. So today, I'm going to be talking a little bit about the future and how we got to MG Dorpers. So this has been a very long journey. I actually just wrote this about information I plan to be uploading to my website. So I guess you guys are going to get the sneak peek. Let me pull it open. Okay, let's see if I can zoom it. Sorry, guys. Okay, so let's go ahead and read it. How did I start out, you may be wondering. Well, I'll tell you. In 2020, I wanted to be involved in 4-H, but didn't know what I wanted to do. So I convinced my family to let me do sheep, since we already had a barn and an acre of pasture that was already been fenced off and didn't have any animals on it. Wink, wink. At least they gave in. Soon after, I did lots of research on what type of breed I wanted to raise. By me, and I mean my mom. Eventually, the day came, the day we should go pick up 1 to 2 Dorper sheep. Please note, we went to get 1 to 2. Did we get 1? No. Did we get 2? No. We got 3 Dorpers, a ewe, a ram, and a wether, only one of which will be used for 4-H. When we went to pick up sheep, we decided to start a mini flock. However, it didn't stay mini forever. I had worked extremely hard getting my little wether, which we then named Stomps, ready for a 4-H show. Sold to a family member, however, the show was canceled after all the hard work I did. Oh well, I got Stomps sold to a family member looking for some fresh lamb. After this, I decided I should create a Dorper brand. After this, I began reading and watching lots of videos about Dorpers, and little did I know, the following year, my ewe was about to give birth. At this time, I had 2 ewes, Full Blood, my original ewe, you guys know her as Beauty, which I still have to this day, and my new ewe that we call Goat. We brought her in the WSDA, her home from the WSDA Reno show and sale in 2020. Goat gave birth her first lambs, and she had 2, Scarlet and Star. These 2 were born on an hour apart. By the way, scared me to death when I say 2 lambs, when I see 2 lambs the same morning. After this, my original ewe, Beauty, lambed. She also had twins, which I named Clover and Patrick, which, if you didn't already guess, were born on St. Patrick's Day. As the months went by, the lambs were weaned, and it caused an unfortunate event. Patrick was killed by a mountain lion, and I experienced my first real loss of one of my lambs. The same year, I also experienced CL, a horrible thing to experience, especially when you don't know what it is or how to deal with it. Not to worry, we took care of it. With little experience when I started, I began to grow my flock and soon attended loads of online sheep care classes and in-person classes, as well as listening to multiple podcasts about Dorpers. Each year, whenever I entered sheep shows, I learned so much from these breeders. In 2020, I won the WSDA Dorper Essay Contest, along with 3rd place in showmanship class. I also won the essay contest the next 2 years so far. I love raising these Dorper sheep and love sharing what I know with Dorper breeders. In 2022, I made my first sale. I sold one of my Full Blood ewe lambs and was beyond happy. After that, I managed to make many more sales that same year, along with multiple sales on my website. I continue to share what I know more about my story. It's not made up, not fake story, not a fake story, but my story. The story of how I got to where I am today, who picked me up along as I fell along the way. Not because on the way wasn't all good times. It felt like I should just give up. But as you can tell, I kept going. So should you. Continue doing what you love and pick up and support those young breeders who are still starting out just like I did. Thanks for joining me on this adventure and to see me expand as I grow to many adventures along the way. MG Dorpers. So that's my new about information I'm planning to upload to my website. It kind of explains a little bit of how I got to where I am and the story that has been along the way. There are a few parts that have been cut out, like the parts where most of the days I just felt like it wasn't worth it, or maybe it's not a great idea, or maybe nobody will be interested in the stock that I am selling, or maybe nobody's going to be interested in selling or buying from an 11-year-old girl, you know? Because I was 11-year-old when I started out, and a few years later, still going hard, guys. And many people have reached out to me about my lambs for sale, so doing good. Excited to expand the stock, you know? Maybe bring in some new sires this year. I definitely am going to get one from the Pattons, I think, and see how we do this year. I might be keeping one of my sires that were born this year. So we're going to see how it goes, and hopefully we'll have some nice stock by the end of the year, and hopefully we'll be expanding pretty soon. I do have some more updates I want to share with you guys about my podcast. So I am having a few guests on my podcast this upcoming few weeks, so stay tuned for that. I'm not going to announce their names yet, but it's going to be pretty exciting. I'm going to have some guests on here, and we're going to have a good time. If you guys have anything you want me to talk about while I have my guests on here, go ahead and let me know. Some of them might be sheep breeders, some may not, but let me know, and we're going to find out who are the special guests on the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I will see you in my next podcast. Thanks for listening.